7:54. We are 6 minutes away from the polls opening and voting getting underway here in Minneapolis after yesterday's ruling from the Supreme Court. We had on Sandra Samuels in the last half hour. Joining us right now is our friend Blois Olson, political analyst here on WCCO Radio and the host of his own show, which we'll get to in just a minute. But Blois, the Supreme Court made that ruling late yesterday, basically said, we'll tell you why we ruled this way later, but we wanted to get the word out that we, in fact, have ruled, so go vote, was basically the gist of their very quick email yesterday.
Yes, it was the ruling of the Supreme Court that the votes will count, that they'll explain it later. And I think they looked at the responsibility, especially with all the controversy surrounding all elections in the last couple years. They decided, look, we don't want to have any more delay. We want people tomorrow to know what they're voting on. There were some contingencies that said, boy, they could let people vote and then decide if they're going to count them later. But I think just in letting people vote and let them count, it is kind of game on. I thought that opening music was very appropriate because that's kind of the thought I had last night. Now we will have this ballot initiative question decided by the voters of Minneapolis on replacing the police department with the Department of Public Safety. And I think really now people will have to clarify what their vision for policing and public safety is in Minnesota or in Minneapolis, because that is what people are very confused by.
I think that's right. I think the word is confused because, okay, you're replacing it with the Department of Public Safety. What does that look like? What does that mean? And sometimes those answers are not forthcoming. And I think that's the problem with a lot of folks wondering, okay, what exactly are we voting on? Do you know? One of the other things I think that's interesting is the way the mayor is trying to negotiate through all of this. Came out with a statement last night and said, we're happy that the ballot or the question is on the ballot, but I'm not for the question. So he's threading that fine line between doing what he has to do as mayor versus what he has to do as an advocate.
Right. He is against this. He's going to continue to campaign against it. His fortunes are very much tied to this amendment. The amendment, based on polling that I have seen, is behind right now. It's 55% of people in the three polls I've seen say they will vote no. But Mayor Fry is less popular than the no vote.
Yeah.
So he's under 50%, and you have ranked choice voting. And so I think Mayor Fry's strategy here is he knows that he needs as many no votes out because they're more likely to vote for him as the main mayoral candidate who is against the amendment.
Blois Olson has his own show, everybody. It's on at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. What's it called, Blois?
It's called Sunday Brew.
Like
we're just going to have a cup of coffee together. And this week we're going to talk about the impact of the courts on some of these political issues this week. We're also going to have Rebecca Brannon, the journalist who was on the verge of breaking the Tony Lazzaro story when he was arrested. And then we'll have a coffee clash with a couple local journalists.
Awesome.
One from AP and one from MinnPost. So set your dial to 9 a.m. on Sunday, and we'll enjoy a couple cups of coffee together.
Have a good one, Blois. Thank you. 7:58 at WCCO.